In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Oh, yes. Yesterday I said that the Acts of the Apostles has 28 chapters. We should be living the 29th chapter, doing the things that Peter, James, John, and the apostles and deacons did. We should be doing it because it's the same God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But let me read the scripture that I want to also start with. It's the last chapter of John, the last verse. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Now that's powerful. There are many other things that Jesus did. If we were to recount them, we wouldn't have enough books to put them in. That means Jesus is active in our lives, that he wants to do something in our lives, to us and through us. Pentecost is the way we live. We need the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking of a person that I've shared this before, but I think it's extraordinary. I was looking for a certain house that went around in circles the street, and I couldn't find the number that I was looking for. We'll say 65. Well, I saw a man drinking a beer, sitting on the steps, and I asked him, "I'm looking for 65 on your street." He said, "Go ask my wife." I thought that was kind of crazy. Go ask my wife. So I went in like a dutiful child, and I went in. And when I went in, she starts screaming, "What are you here for? What are you here for? Do you see this baby that I have in my arms? Do you see this baby? His mother is a drug addict, and she wants him back." I said, "You listen to me. The man of God came into your house today. This baby is your baby. I wasn't looking for you, and you weren't looking for me. But here I am telling you, this baby is your baby. And that's the way it's going to be. And I want to baptize him when you're ready." And I did. I baptized the child. These things happen when you don't even expect them. I think that's extraordinary, so extraordinary, because I wasn't looking for her, and she wasn't looking for me, but God was looking for the both of us and brought us where we needed to be, in her house, praying and stating that this baby is yours. This baby is yours, and I want to baptize him.
The way of God is just so much greater than the way of man. Your life is marked. When you engage with heaven, God can use you so powerfully. When you're a friend of the Holy Spirit, your life becomes marked by heaven. And you know, you can be guided by God. Father Tom didn't know why he was driving down that street or going in that house. But all of heaven knew. His guardian angel was leading him. You know, Jesus was looking down on him. You know, we should be doing the same thing the Acts of the Apostles do. But the apostles, they had a revelation of the goodness of Jesus. They had a revelation of the goodness of God. They had the revelation of the power of God because they walked with Jesus and saw it firsthand. Now, some of us have been blessed to be around people like Father Tom and other strong men of God, women of God, who who do walk in the power of God and have experienced that. And oftentimes faith is caught, not taught. So you learn by testimony, you learn by seeing. But I'm telling you today, everything that's in the Bible is true. And you can stand on the word of God. You know, in the Bible, when it says, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed, you're just called to lay hands on the sick and ask Jesus to do it. We have no power in our own accord. Only the Holy Spirit and Jesus has all the power. The goodness of God and the love of God and engaging with heaven is a key to being used and having a divine life. Like, guys, God is so good, and he has such a plan for you and such a plan for your life. But he wants to use you to impact this world, to be a history maker. The Bible's still being written today in heaven. He wants it to be. He wants you to still impact the world as the apostles did. And you know, all it takes is this belief and this just walking with the Lord. And when you have this supernatural belief, you'll be walking with the Lord like Father Tom is, even in times you don't realize you are. So right now we just pray, Holy Spirit, just pour out on this radio show, pour out on me, Father Tom, of these words, and you just do it.
We had a Life in the Spirit seminar last week, and I got a word of knowledge that someone in their neck who had been to many doctors was being healed. Well, the someone came up to me. He said, my neck feels so much better. I said, praise the Lord. It's Jesus who does these things. He says, you have good energy. I said, no, I have the Holy Spirit. And that's the difference. It's the Holy Spirit power that's working through me by the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with the Lord. I had another image and a word of knowledge that someone was told that they had cancer, but they don't. Go to the doctors and check it out. She hasn't come back to me yet, so I can't say that was a miracle. God says to us, there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded? All the books in the world could not contain them. When I was in Quincy as a young priest, I had a Bible study. And at the Bible study, we would always close with, there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded? All the books in the world would not contain them. I said, now this week you've got to go out and let God do things through you. Let God do things for you. Let God do things in you. He wants to make you Acts 29. He wants to do in you what only he can do. But you see, it takes faith. It takes faith. It takes faith. Like with Jules, he went to the Stop and Shop, and the Lord told him to give a rosary to this certain man. The man says, I'm a Catholic. I'm not practicing. I don't want your rosary. So Jules walked away. The Lord said, go back. So Jules went back. And he said, I want to give you this rosary. He says, I don't want your rosary. Then Jules said, this rosary was blessed by Father Tom DiLorenzo. He said, I had him in school. He was my teacher. He took the rosary. These things that are happening in the power of the Spirit. These things are real. God is not just sitting on a throne watching us. God is intimately involved with our lives in Christ Jesus and through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. God is here right now. God is sitting with you. He's watching you listen to this talk. The Holy Spirit's coming upon you. He's engaging with you now. God's involved in every moment of your life. He's just looking to see if we have acknowledgement to him. if we have worldly thoughts, our thoughts are on heaven. You know, it's never that God isn't there. God's always there. It's that, do we have an awareness to God? You know, the walk with God is an amazing walk because you're never alone. You always have all of heaven with you. You know, I was at the retreat, the School of the Holy Spirit retreat this weekend, and it was amazing. You know, the king was in the room, the CEO of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus was there. He was pouring out the Holy Spirit. The fire of God was in there. You know, the greatest gift that can be bestowed on humans isn't money. It's not your house. It's these spiritual gifts. It's the glory of the Father. And when the Father's glory comes and pours out, as we ask Father to pour it out now, anything can happen. Miracles are possible, healings, words of knowledge. God created us for intimacy, for a personal relationship. You know, God wants companionship with us. He wants us to have communion at the Eucharistic table, but communion in life. You know, he wants your friendship. And the thing about friends is friends share secrets with one another. God wants to share the secrets of his kingdom and of your life with you. But you got to open your ears to the Lord. How? I mean, just sit there and wait for the Lord. Sit there and know, be silent, know that he is God. Sit there today and just understand and think and pray for the grace to be like, God, I know you're watching me. I know you're here with me. You sent your Holy Spirit down. And right now we just pray, Lord, just for every listener, anyone who hasn't, allow them, as they did in the Acts of the Apostles, to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, you may have been baptized in water, but soon the Holy Spirit will come and you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
I'm thinking of another experience that I had. It was my first year in the seminary. And before I entered the seminary, I used to go to my uncle's pool with my cousin Mary and her children. Well, I had to get into the trunk and I couldn't open it. The key would not open the trunk. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, but it never snapped open. So one Friday night, after we had had a prayer meeting, Vi Lynch came up to me and said, I want my book back. I said, oh, I'd love to give it to you, but the trunk is broken. It's in the trunk. She said, give me that key. She prayed over the key, and the trunk snapped open. I said, I was praying over the trunk, and the problem was not the trunk, was the key. You know, maybe that's your life too. You said, I'm praying for my children. But you know, all your prayers have been heard by God. There are other things that he wants you to pray for because he's God Almighty. And he wants you to pray for people. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. In the 28th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, there was a man who was the leader of that island, and his father had dysentery. So Paul went over and prayed for him and laid hands upon him, and he was healed. This should be the normality thing. It's not something special. God has given us the power to pray for the sick and to watch them be healed. I love the story of Peter and John going to the temple, and they see a man that's paralyzed. He's been there for years, collecting money in his cup. But you know, John and Peter said, "Silver and gold we have none, but what we have we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he started jumping and leaping and praising God. I tell you, we need that kind of experience, especially in the world that's so sick today. We call right wrong and wrong right. Oh, yes. I remember hearing from a woman who has children, and they went to the children's part of the library, and there was a new book, Gay BCs. It's about gays. It's about saying the alphabet with the gay experience. It's very sick. This is for little kids. Very sick. This is sick. And yet, we allow this to happen. We should be proclaiming that book has to get out of this library because this is wrong, teaching children who are innocent things that they should not be teaching. Teaching children that are innocent things that they should not be teaching. Do you know that today 4,000 children will be taken by abortion? Do you know that today? Oh, yes. And you know, we wonder why there is fighting on the streets, because we kill from the womb. And we say violence, it's violence is violence. So I can shoot you, because to me, you're nothing. This is sick. This is sick. It all started in the womb. Violence to the child in the womb. Do you have a violent heart? If you do, give your heart to Jesus. Tell him, "I don't want to have a violent heart. I want to have a heart full of faith, a heart made of flesh."
When we come to Christ, we have a renewal of the mind and a renewal of the heart. You know, we have in our brain, our mind, and what we think becomes rested in Christ, and our values align to it, because that's what we're created to live with heaven. We're created to live in happiness. And you know, in God's mercy, when we have something, when our thoughts aren't ordered, they become disordered, and God allows us to just go through pain and trauma, because he gets us to align with his will. Because all he wants, all God wants for you, is heaven on earth and eternal life. You know, it's so important. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So when the Spirit of truth comes upon us, it brings us freedom. And that's all God wants to do. We bring you freedom today. What sets us free? The truth sets us free. You know, what breaks affliction and strongholds and torments and addictions and pain and anxiety? And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the love of God. You know, a lot of people, everyone is hurt in this world. We are created for heaven. We are created to live in a perfect world in union with the Lord. But we live in a fallen world. We're fallen people. But when we come to Jesus and we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive a renewal of the mind. We go from having the mind of the world to the mind of Christ. And that's what God wants from you today. Because truly, having the mind of Christ is what sets you free of being tormented. You know, because the good news, it's all good news. You know, God loves you so much. He loves everyone. You know, even the worst sinner, which he revealed in his divine mercy, that said if you took all the worst sinners in the history of the world, Stalin, Hitler, all of them, Mao, and you took all their sins and you put them together, it would be like a drop of water in the ocean of his abundant mercy. So I guess today God wants you to know that you receive Jesus, but he wants you to be open to the Holy Spirit. Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power. And you know, God wants us to walk around with Christians with power. But you also receive the Spirit of Truth, which gives you the mind of Christ, which gives you the tenets in every area of life to give you freedom and bring freedom to others. You know, I've seen so many miracles just by the laying on of hands. Early, I mean, it's still early, but only a few months into when I sold out my life to God and was on the streets. You know, I was in Salem outside the witch temple, the satanic temple, with some of the, you know, people who you would think hate God the most. But the truth is they're all just hurt. And you know, it's easier to preach to them than the lukewarm who think they know. But truly, I have no power on my own, but through the Holy Spirit. And you tell someone, receive the Holy Spirit, as the apostles did in the Acts. And the Spirit of God floods them. Soon they're broken down in tears. They're crying because all anyone wants is to be loved. All they wanted was for all that pain that they felt to come off them. And as soon as they understand the Father's love, which only the Holy Spirit can give, once it fills them, their mind becomes renewed. They enter eternal life and they enter the Christ, and this is how his kingdom is expanded. You know, how do we end abortion? We convert the people who think it's a good. You know, because most of them have just been taught by the world and they're confused. How do we end violence? We go for souls. You go out there and you get the soul in Christ. Because until their mind is renewed in the mind of Christ, they have no truth in them. And when you don't have God, God is pure goodness. So you remove God from a situation, you're taking out goodness. So how do you break evil? You insert God into it. You insert the goodness. So in areas within us, in areas within you, in which you have pain, you need to add God into that life. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in because he's pure goodness. And God's just trying to refine you. And once you let God into that area of your life, God will take it away. You know, unforgiveness gives us over to the tormentors. We need to forgive. Mary said, anyone can love their friends, but you need to see Jesus and even your biggest enemies in her apparitions. So that's what we're called to do as Christians, and only the Holy Spirit can give us that power.
Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Oh, yes. Love your enemies. Oh, there's always forgiveness that I have to do because of things that happen in my life. Love your enemies. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a story. It was my first year at the seminary, and it was our first test, and it was in the New Testament. So one guy said, why don't we all come into my room, and we'll talk about the course of the events that the priest talked about, and we'll look at the book. So we're all there sitting on the floor, and one person says, wouldn't you like to know the scriptures like Tom DiLorenzo? And someone said, I wouldn't want to do anything like him. He is in the room. It's me. I remember going home that day, and at night I put my knees on the floor and said, Lord, grace me that I don't hate that person. Love him. Give him love. Let him know how much you love him. But grace me not to hate that person. Let me tell you the end of the story. He was going to be ordained a priest. I was in the library, and he came up to me, this same guy, and said, you have been the most inspirational person to me for these last 4 years. I know where it came from. When it came from God, on my knees, I forgave him. Oh, yes, these are the things that should be happening. These are the things that God wants to do to you, through you, and for you. We're going to be taking a little bit of heaven the next talk, and we're going to be looking at Revelation 21 and 22. So I ask you to know that you are loved. O Holy Spirit, soul of my soul, fill your people with the love of God. Let them know that they are personally touched by you. Holy Spirit, give them wisdom, wisdom to turn to you. Give them fortitude. Give them knowledge. But most of all, Holy Spirit, give them yourself. Oh, yes. At confirmation, we received him. I want to tell you, we want to release the Holy Spirit that came at confirmation. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.